Alex Golish drops the mic in Tampa. What is good, everyone? My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And yes, that's right. You are listening to the Barn Social Hour. Graham, let's just hop right into it. SEC Media Days, full swing today. Day two, I believe, of SEC Media Days. And Coach Golish took to the media today, was on some local radio stations earlier in the day, got on the podium. Actually, it's funny. I was listening to the radio coverage on a local radio station, Jocks in Birmingham, and heard old Daryl Dapperidge get to answer a question on the air. So that was really cool. But as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, my God, Daryl. But as I said at the top of the show, Alex Golish dropped the mic, and dropped the mic he did. And the quote that everyone is running with, and we have a screenshot of it, but we will read it, of course, for those that are listening. He basically said, we don't set goals, we set standards. I love that. I love that. I'm a big fan of that. Graham, what are your thoughts on that?
I think this was, to be honest, I haven't really watched SEC Media Days a ton until the last 2-ish, 3 years. Kind of, I think, really when Hugh Freeze got hired, I started, tuning into him just because that's kind of when I got more into football and more into Auburn. Right. But this was the best, hands down, SEC Media Day interview, opening, presser, whatever you want to call it, I've seen from an Auburn coach in a very long time. I mean, Hugh never did anything like what we just saw Golish do. I was blown away by the way he answered questions. Even his opening statements, I was like, oh, my gosh, let's go. I'm ready to run through a brick wall right now.
Yeah.
You build a brick wall for me, I'm going to run through it. Absolutely blown away. Love the quote. Like we said, we don't set goals, we set standards. And I'm pretty sure the answer to that question was from an Alabama reporter. He kind of asked the question, what would you consider to be a successful first year at Auburn? What would have to happen for, what are your goals in the first year at Auburn? That's when he came out. I was like, I don't have goals. I set standards. I was like,
yeah, he made the comparison of whenever someone asks me, if I set a goal, he thinks of it as a New Year's resolution. It lasts for a couple weeks and then it kind of, the show goes on without it, if that makes sense. And that made perfect sense. And then he drops that line, we don't set goals, we set standards. And I'm like, my God, take me to church, coach. My goodness gracious. You know what I mean? As soon as he said that, I about had to pull over. I was like, dude, we got the right guy. We got the right guy. I know some people are worried. I think we got the right guy. There's been some people at Media Days who have outside of, the podium answer, asking questions to him, have gotten one-on-ones with him, obviously. And, a lot of people are they'll tag, Auburn, and say at Auburn fans, I get it now. I get the hype. I understand the hype now. And then, you have some people saying you have your football coaches and then you have your psychopath football coaches. And Alex Golish is that psychopath football coach that has all the intangibles to be successful. So that's what I'm excited about. I'm glad to hear that. The fact that, and we kind of knew that already, the times that we got, the honor to get to go to, that dinner in Birmingham and got to go see the spring practice and listen to him talk to the media there. But that was local media. Now it's the national, scale. You're on the state, you're on the big stage under the lights. And this was his time to shine. And he did not cower away from the opportunity at all, because we, once again, have a dog as our football coach. Plain and simple. And
it's been a minute.
Yeah, it has. It has been a minute. And I'm glad that we have somebody that embodies, what it is to be an Auburn man, but at the same time, not afraid to back down when somebody, tries to, hit you with an under the table jab comment, on a question, and you hit them with one of those responses. It's like, my God. We got our guy and talked about recruiting too. He was talking about how we, we're, just inside the top 10, outside on some, places and rankings. And It's just, if you were to tell me this is how this offseason was going to go going into this football season, and he hadn't even coached a game yet, I would have been like, I don't know about that, all that. You know what I mean? So,
it's, I mean,
very refreshing.
To be honest, yeah, for sure. And in my opinion, so far, Alex Golish, if I can, think, has crossed or checked off every single box for me except win.
Yeah.
Because he, the season hasn't started. Every single box other than that, I feel like he's checked. I mean, his involvement in the community, he's shown up at sporting events. He showed up in the community. He's like, talking to fans. The way he presents himself in front of the media, in front of, like I said, the fan base, the way he answers like questions, the way he talks about Auburn, the way he represents his beliefs, his values, like how he represents his family, like he's checked every box. If he can just go win football games, we've got the guy. We've got the guy that can, I really think, could take us far.
I do. No, like he has everything. I can't remember who it was, and I apologize if you're watching this. The odds that you are very slim, but if you are, sorry, but you know who you are when I quote this. He has the intangibles to make Auburn successful. He has he checks all the boxes.
Yeah.
We just have to translate that to the field and win some games.
Just win some football games.
That is the next step. That is literally the next step.
And for me, to be honest, in year one, this year, just give me one. Just give me one that we're not supposed to win.
Mm-hmm.
Win the game you're supposed to win, and give me one game that everyone counts us out and go win it. And I'll be like, sold. Let's get it. Let's keep going. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
Whether it be, I know a lot of people are doubting us against Florida, even though it's a home game. Like, if we could come out on that one, if we could beat Tennessee, we can beat Georgia.
I think if we could, we need to be one of the hard away games we have, that is Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, or Ole Miss. We need to win one of those four. Try and win one of those four. If he can do that, I'm sold. 100%.
Mm-hmm. I like our odds with Tennessee, Ole Miss, and potentially Bama. I think Georgia is still going to be one of those teams.
Now, if we win those three, dude, if those three are if W's in the win column, we could be talking about a 10 win. Like, if that has happened and we have beaten Bama, Ole Miss, and Tennessee.
You about to make me run around the room.
Watch out.
Hostile. Stop it. don't give me. Are we booging on a Tuesday? On a Tuesday?
Hey, it's that time. It's delusional Tuesday.
That's so true. But literally football season is right around the corner. I could not be more excited. Between, the release of the college football video game and, it's just media days like this today. Like I was like, my whole expectations, to be completely vulnerable, I was thinking like, it's just going to be one of those cut and dry, no one wants to be there. They're going to get it over with. They're going to say the right things and get out. I was not expecting a quote that we will potentially see on T-shirts all season long. You know what I mean?
We'll probably see it in our marketing, advertising, or our social media teams. Probably going to take that and run.
Yeah, like aushirts.com.
This is Christmas. This is Christmas Day, by the way, for social media teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, the amount of content they get, even from previous, right. The other coaches. I mean, look last year. I think even the last 2 years, in the fourth quarter show at Auburn, the fourth quarter show has included quotes and clips from coaches at SEC Media Days. This is quite literally Christmas Day for these guys.
Shoot, dude, it's Christmas Day for us. I was like, yes, yes. it's so good, man. I'm excited. I'm happy. It seems like the guys had a great time there too. There's some posts. We'll talk about some of those tomorrow. But based off some of the former Auburn players that are there covering media days, they're like, yeah, we got some good guys on the team that are really going to be leaders. And I think Champ Anthony, I think he got some fans today as well. So, and Alex McPherson obviously has had fans, but the more and more people talk about Byron Brown too, and we can talk more about that tomorrow. But I will say, he impressed a lot of people today, and a lot of people are raving on X that are in Tampa being like, hey, this dude's legit. Like, not only is he physically imposing, he might be one of the smartest people in the room as well. So it's we're getting a lot of good marks in media days, but you know where else you can get a good mark in our book? AUShirts.com. That's where. Go to AUShirts.com. Get all your gears from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. The Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt. If you know, you know on that one. That's another mic drop that Gullish had. The Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. We also have some other options on the website as well. Might potentially see the mic drop quote from today as well. So, yeah, we add new styles weekly. Be sure, if you get a shirt from AUShirts.com and you are at Jordan-Hare Stadium on the road supporting your Auburn Tigers in Atlanta or at home or at a tailgate, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all of the above, and we will shout you out on the show. If you're wearing a shirt, hat, whatever, mug, if you're sporting a mug from AUShirts.com, we would love to shout you out on the show. So, again, if you want to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn, go to AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also, big thanks to BuyAuburn.com. And be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. Like I said, BuyAuburn.com is a great way for you to get plugged in to help out the Auburn community, so to support the Auburn community. If you're a business owner and you are live in Auburn or you're just a massive Auburn fan anywhere in the country, then buyauburn.com is the place for you so that you can sign up to get your business on an index so that Auburn fans can support you whenever and wherever they can. Like I said, if you're going to the Baylor-Auburn game in Atlanta, then that is a great place for you to go to see if there's anything in the area that you can go support while you're at it and go watch the game. So like I said, go to buyauburn.com today to check out the index or to sign your company up.
Yes, please, please do that. Check that out. If you know anybody that has a local business with Auburn ties, why not tell them about buyauburn.com, because we're adding handfuls of business every single day.
I just got my Baylor Auburn game tickets today. So I'm going to go check out buyauburn.com when I head over to Atlanta and see if I can go support anything.
It's going to be a Graham McLean party at the Benz?
It is.
That's sick. Well, you know what
it's
else?
It's pretty awesome. Students get, there's like $25 for a ticket. I was like, boop, give me that.
Wait, you're going to Liv Moss student section on TV? That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild. That's absolutely crazy. You know what else is wild and crazy? This past weekend. Elijah
freaking Melendez.
Yeah. This past freaking weekend, Elijah Melendez posted a photo. And everyone is like, yo, Elijah Melendez has hit the weight room. And not just a little bit. Like, dude could easily, I think, could run into a train and the train would stop.
He can probably snap my arm just by looking at it.
Like, if we have the photos. Like, we went from Elijah Melendez to Elijah Melendez. Like, that is, dude, that's wild. Like, dude is jacked. Like, we got a freaking killer, dude. Are you kidding me? Like, those
and he was big beforehand. Like, he was, yes. Like, there's obviously photos like of him as a recruit. Like, wow, this guy is a thumper. And he was big, but he wasn't like he was like a toned big. Mm-hmm. He's just big now. Dude, that's just like muscular big.
Man, I'm telling you, like, the jump that I think he's going to have this year is going to be insane. Like, I know people are talking about, you know, Xavier Atkins being a vocal leader in the locker room along with Champ Anthony. I think he's going to be one of those guys too on defense that people are going to look up to and
be. Our linebacker room could be insane.
Yeah,
I mean, Xavier Atkins and Elijah Melendez starting. You have Bryce Diaz in the waiting room. You have DeMarcus Riddick, who can hopefully come back from an injury from last year and kind of, you know, take that next step after a standout freshman year. So, dude, actually, we have some dogs in the linebacker room, and I'm really excited.
And remember, it's not Elijah Melendez. It's
Elijah Melendez.
Thank you.
Get it right.
I don't have my mixer with me to do that today.
You're helping move someone in. Yeah. It's fair. I'm not going to lie. Before we start recording, I saw Graham's background. I said, oh, man, he's back at camp. I was like, where's he at?
This is just temporary. I will be back soon enough and my setup.
Man, but yeah, that's insane. People are losing their minds and they're like, yo, what did he do? What did he do? What kind of monster does Auburn have in the linebacker?
Bro, who told him he was small last year and he took that personally and was like, nah.
Dude, he's going to wreck some people. Like him and Dude, him and Xavier Atkins in the back, that is going to, that's going to rock people's
world. The picture of him, like, suited up, that's from A-Day. Like,
yeah.
That's, and then just...
And then he beefed up, like, that's a couple months from removed from A-Day. That's,
I mean, crazy. And he got bigger in A-Day, too. I mean, like, look at his arms in the picture from A-Day. That's just like,
dude,
you're going to hurt someone, dude. And, yeah.
I mean.
You will.
What was the quote that was it a Bama player that said a Julius Murderball? Like, he looks like he fits that, you know, that mold. Because again, it's not Elijah Melendez, it's
Elijah Melendez.
So that's yeah, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be, I can't wait. I can't wait for is it crazy to say that I'm more excited to see our defense play than our offense going into the season? Just to see flying around, it's going valid after the ball like heat-seeking missiles. Because Durkin,
I would say a Durkin defense is exciting to watch. We've clearly seen that in the last 2 years.
Yeah, and also too, I want to, since we're talking about that, Golish did give Durkin his flowers in the recruiting trail too. A lot of the defensive guys that we got would not happen without Durkin there. So Durkin is definitely pivotal in the staff, and which, I mean, we knew that already, obviously, but like, I know some people were like, oh man, you know, he's lost his, you know, his fastball whenever he took over the interim coaching, he needs to go. And I'm like, are y'all nuts? Like, we were literally like getting, like, I think it was ESPN had us like just below Ohio State and Indiana. And like, as far as defensive ratings go, Indiana won the freaking national title last year. If we had a competent offense and someone calling the shots that was competent, then we would have actually made some noise. But God forbid that, you know, he had a tee time on game days, it felt like, and that's where his mind was. But, you know, if you know, you know. But, Graham, you shared something with me before we started recording that was really cool, and I'm going to let you take the floor here because this was sick. This was so sick that y'all are going to have your mind blown. If you're listening to this, go to the YouTube option around the 17-minute mark, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Graham, take the floor.
Yeah, so I've gotten into photography a little bit. I've gotten myself a camera, a nice camera, and film/photography. I do more film stuff than I do photography.
I dabble.
Yeah, but last night, I'm at the beach, currently, you know, wish I was in Tampa. I'm at a different beach, but I am at the beach with some family, moving in my sister for grad school, stuff like that. But I got my camera out last night, and, you know, where we are on the beach, you can see the stars. It's just, you know, there's a lot of stars up there. There's no light out over the water, so it's a great place to stargaze. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? Let's get my camera out. I've never done this before. I don't really know how to, you know, do astrophotography. That's, you know, taking pictures of the stars. So I just played with it for a while, and I finally got a picture that I'm pretty proud of. It's very, very, you know, basic and entry level stuff. Hopefully we'll get better, but it's a picture of the Milky Way, a very dim Milky Way. Yeah. Thought that was interesting. Cool to be able to see that, over the water last night.
Yeah, dude, the beach and the lake are two, like, at night, if you can get in a pretty dark area and look up at the stars, if the sky is clear, obviously it's better. But yeah, that's really good. Can you see it one more time? Can we throw that up on the screen one more time? Yeah, dude, that's like, obviously, like, you know, it's not like you were saying, it's not the most detailed in the world, but you can still make out what it is. Like,
yeah, you can, dude, tell what's like, there.
There's so much up there. Like, you can't tell, like, you can't look at that picture and tell me God don't exist. Come on, stop it. Yeah, stop.
No,
it.
I've always been a massive fan of space.
Same.
I mean, I saw Space Shuttle Discovery launch back in 2011 or something like that, on its final launch. So I've always been, you know, really, really interested in space. I mean, Star Wars is one of my favorite movies.
Yep.
I love Interstellar. I love Project Hail Mary. Anything to do with space. You know, I love it. So I've always been interested in it, and like, I like physically can't, you know, wrap my mind around the size of it. So it's just, yeah, it's cool.
Rocky Safe Stars. Yeah, that That pitcher was amazing. That was really good. That was really good. But yeah, thanks for sharing that. That was awesome. But if you like what you see and like what you're listening to, be sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button. Be sure to check us out on all social media platforms. We are there wherever you can think of. We are definitely there. But be sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us, and check out all the other great podcasts on the YouTube channel as well. Hit the notifications so you don't miss anything from your number one sports for any number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. So yeah, with that being said, I don't got anything else. You got anything, Graham?
Nope.
Cool. Well, everyone have a great rest of your day. Football season is almost here. We're going to recap some more of what was said by some of the players tomorrow. So be sure to tune into that. But yeah, we are out. That was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that Gullish had that quote, because that I'm telling you, that if that's not on a T-shirt, I will be shocked. I will be absolutely shocked.
Hey, maybe Sarah and Aisha.com. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? We're still wearing a social shirt. But but yeah. With that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain, and as always, you have been watching or listening to the Barnes Social Hour. As always, war damn everybody. See you next time.
See you.